Right now, Congress is trying their darndest to ban TikTok in the U.S.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Yeah.
And the president said the only thing that's stopping him from doing it is...
Woo! TikTok click shock!
Rated the number one segment by elected officials 80 years and over.
I think he already signed the bill, though.
Oh.
To ban it.
So. Well, he didn't mean to do it.
It didn't. Oh, okay.
Because he loves TikTok click shock, where we talk about the hottest TikToks from the past week. Let's get right to your first TikTok click shock about a wine merchant in England named Tom Gilby, who ran the London Marathon just the other day.
Oh, cool.
And his goal was to raise $2,500 for a hospice charity.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So he came up with this idea to run the race and go live on TikTok.
Okay, and that's how he was going to raise the money?
There's more to it, because since he's a wine merchant, he decided after each mile marker, he would stop and sample 26 different wines along the running route.
Wait, one for every mile?
And he would attempt to correctly identify each wine just by taste.
Oh, I want to vomit for
smart,
did he spit it out like a true connoisseur?
Yeah, like, is there a spit bucket?
So he said if it was good, he would swallow it. If he didn't like it, it would end up on the pavement.
Okay. Well, at least he's not committed to 26 shots of wine.
He definitely was not sober by the end of the race.
Was he running the right direction?
Well, here's some of the highlights from his audio.
It's London Marathon Day. We're starting with a red. We're doing 26 wines, one per mile.
Americans of Pinot Noir from Burgundy, 2018. If that's not a Barolo, fire me. It's a new world, quite fruity, little bit of sugar, jam shed. On mile 18.
23. I think it could be Chardonnay. I think it could be from South Africa.
It's kind of crazy towards the end there.
South Africa.
Yeah, he's starting to slur a lot by the end.
Is that right? Is it called a Shiraz? I guess he would know. He's the wine expert.
Do you know what I call it? Drinkable.
Yeah. Put it in my mouth.
Yeah.
His finish time was 4 hours and 41 minutes.
Oh, that's not quick.
If you remember, I said he was hoping to raise $2,500.
And?
But his TikTok fans showed up for this.
Oh.
Let's go!
And raise 10 times that amount.
Yes.
Alexis, do the math.
250,000.
Yay!
No, 25 million?
$25,000.
Let's go!
A lot of money.
You make it sound so less cool when you guess that high.
25 million?
Do the math correctly.
Only 25K?
No, $25,000. Actually, Alexis, you're a runner. You should do this with different flavored hard seltzers on your next race.
She's just like, that one's a Truly.
Mm. Honestly, drinking might be the only way you get me to do a marathon. So.
That's a TikTok click shock. Let's go to your next.
Woo! TikTok click shock!
This is from a woman named Savannah, who got a couple hundred thousand views on her recent post, because she's a biomedical engineer.
Fancy pants.
And if you've ever had the ice cream drumsticks,
she
has eaten those. She explained to the general public why drumsticks don't melt. Because apparently that's a thing that people have been asking a lot online. How come these never melt?
They never melt?
Are we going to learn about some chemicals that are in the ice cream?
Well, here's her answer.
Drumstick, they contain a little bit more of an ingredient which is known as an emulsifier. And an emulsifier essentially allows you to mix two different phases together. So oil and water don't mix, but if you add an emulsifier, they will. The fat is a lot more stable in solution with the water because there's emulsifier in there. And that's likely in there to help the frozen dessert keep its structural integrity so it does not melt.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
Mommy, can we have emulsifiers for dessert?
I didn't understand really what that means. You can't just say the word emulsifier a bunch of times and get me to understand.
I mean, maybe just think of it like a glue. It's a glue that holds it all together.
Just shut up and eat your magic ice cream and like it. That's a TikTok click shock. Let's get to your final.
Woo! TikTok click shock!
Which is from a man in Pennsylvania named Barry Tangert. And recently he went viral after he received two pieces of mail.
Okay.
The first was a refund check from the federal government for over $900.
Ooh, okay. Nice. Overpaid his taxes or something.
That's pretty solid right there. Good amount of money. The second piece of mail was from the Pennsylvania Department of Revenue for his tax return from 2022.
And it basically said, you owe us money and you need to pay off your debt immediately. Your total is $34 billion.
What? Oh, my gosh.
With some good news, some bad news.
Actually,
he's like, I set up a payment plan, $50 every 2 weeks. Is that cool?
It's actually $34,576,826,561.47.
Don't forget the cents.
Yeah. Do you think that he immediately called the guy or girl who does his taxes and is like, hey,
yeah, we got an issue, accountant.
We may have filed wrong.
Actually, what was Barry's reaction? Here it is.
I knew it was an obvious blunder. I don't even make over 100K a year, so there's no way I could owe anything near that. Well, the first thing he said was, you had a good year. And I said, I wish.
And he's referring to when he called the Department of Revenue about the mistake and the customer service guy said, you had a pretty good year.
He's so calm.
But again, his story went viral, got on the news, and the situation has now finally been resolved. The right numbers were put into the system.
Okay, so what did he owe? Do the math, Alexis. What did he owe at the end?
Well, how am I supposed to know?
I
can't do tax math.
The good news is from now on, Barry says he will not be doing his own taxes anymore.
All right.
It's interesting.
Yeah, better outsource that.
Yeah, there we go. That's a good conclusion, Barry.
Those were your...
Woo! TikTok click shot!
Stories from the day. Remember, you can always check out our TikTok page at Brooke and Jeffrey. Yes. We got your phone tab coming up right after this.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.